Welcome to Musings from Sam Houston Stomping Grounds, a production of the Newton Gresham Library at Sam Houston State University in Huntsville, Texas.
This is Cheryl Spencer, Library Associate in Special Collections at Newton Gresham Library at Sam Houston State University. Today we talk about the Texas Prison Rodeo history. The Texas Prison Rodeo was launched in 1931 during the Depression years, being first held at the baseball park outside the Walls Unit. The baseball park, located on the east side of the prison, was normally home to the Walls Tigers baseball team. The rodeo was the brainchild of Lee Simmons, general manager of the Texas prison system. Simmons envisioned it as an entertainment for employees and inmates. Welfare director Albert Moore headed up the organization and planning for the early rodeos, along with warden Walter Way and livestock supervisor R.O. McFarland. The attendance included a small crowd of local citizens and prison employees. Simmons realized he had a winner on his hands. 2 years later, over 15,000 fans traveled to Huntsville for the show. Soon, the Texas Prison Rodeo was drawing the largest crowds for a sporting event in the state of Texas. With a lifespan of more than 50 years, the Prison Rodeo became a Texas tradition, held every Sunday in October. Crowds grew to exceed 100,000 in some years. Rodeo events included wild cow milking, calf belling, goat roping, wild mare milking, and bulldogging, as well as the standard rodeo events such as bull riding, saddle bronc, and bareback bronc. Wild horse racing was added to the list in the early 1940s. A favorite event unique to the Texas Prison Rodeo was the hard money event. 40 inmates with red shirts were turned into the arena with a raging wild bull with a Bull Durham tobacco sack tied between its horns. The object was for some brave inmate to get the sack and take it to the judge. $50 had been placed in the sack, but donations often ran the pay up, sometimes to $1,500. This became a very popular event for the inmates due to the amount of money involved and was one of the most dangerous ones as well. The fast action kept fans on the edge of their seats throughout the event. The rodeo was not held in 1943 due to the war, but when it returned in 1944, all profits from the Victory Rodeo were invested in war bonds to contribute to the war effort. 1950 was the first and only time the show made a road appearance. It was held in Dallas in the early summer. A new structure made of concrete, steel, and brick was built to replace the old baseball stadium. Weekday rodeos were added to the regularly scheduled Sunday performances in some years, and in 1 year, 1942, the rodeos were all held on Thursdays. Guest stars appeared in the 1951 rodeo, including Eddie Arnold, Guy Willis, Carly Fox, and Texas Ruby. This started a yearly tradition which attracted such stars as Johnny Cash, Ernest Tubb, Johnny Rodriguez, Willie Nelson, Dolly Parton, George Strait, Tom T. Hall, and the list goes on. Of course, inmate hands also provided a variety of musical entertainment at the rodeo. The most famous inmate performer, and one who sometimes stole the show from the paid entertainers, was inmate Juanita Phillips. She was better known in the free world as Candy Bar. The Cowboys, clowns, and entertainers of the Texas Prison Rodeo were composed of all types of inmates from all of the units within the Texas Department of Corrections. Some of these men had never been in a rodeo or ridden on an animal in their lives, but it was an honor and a status symbol to be among the cowboys selected to compete in the rodeo. The last rodeo was held on October 26, 1986. The fans, including several hundred inmates, were entertained by the mother and daughter duo, the Judds. Following the day's performances, the chute gates were closed for good. Due to costly renovations that the prison system said were necessary to the arena stands, the rodeo was shut down after 1986. There have been discussions of resurrecting this event. However, it will most likely remain only a fond memory for those who participated in, attended, or worked at the wildest show behind bars.